First, I have to tell you that it's probably, to me, it's my favorite Verdi opera. It is so brilliant. The story, of course, is based on a Schiller play, and some historical characterization, but it's a romanticized. What we call it's a theatrical truth. It's not a documentary. And what's wonderful about it, because the gallery of characters, everyone is fantastically three-dimensional, beautifully drawn, from Philip, Rodrigo, which I wish I had a friend like Lord Rodrigo. I mean, he's the best friend you could possibly have. He dies for you. Elizabeth, of course, the magnificent Eboli, the Inquisitor. It's a fabulous gallery of personalities. And, of course, it has a political background, the fact that it was when Spain and France needed a political alliance. And so Elizabeth then, who was actually promised to Philip's son, Don Carlos, then they shifted gears in midway, and she married Philip, and you can imagine what happened to Don Carlos in that case. And so that is kind of the basis of the story, and besides all the idea, and Flanders at that time was also a kind of a colony of Spain, and the people were under the yoke of this Spain and the Inquisitions and all that, and Rodrigo then, of course, took the cause of the freedom of the Flemish, and which then he wanted to inspire and pass on to Don Carlo, so that Don Carlo could be the savior of the Flemish. But then, unfortunately, the church and the Inquisition was so strong because they could not stand any kind of ideas of freedom. The Inquisition, and it's a total fanaticism, which is topical today as it was ever. You know, when I look what happens in the Middle East, when I think of what's happening in Iran with the mullahs and all that, you know, so it's very timely, very timely. And I think it's just a brilliant piece of music theory.
This opera began in 1999. Ferruccio and Sergei were singing Don Carlo together at the Paris Opera. I went specifically to hear them in it together. We went to dinner after that performance, and at that dinner we decided we would do it here in San Diego in 2004. It was the first date we could come up with, looking at their schedules, that was free for both of them. And within a few months of that, we had Sondra Rudvanovsky singing here in San Diego and Mariana Pencheva, and they were making their first appearances with San Diego Opera. They became the obvious choices to join those two gentlemen. And Rodney Guilfrey, when he heard about it, approached me himself and said, I want to do my first poser. I couldn't think of anywhere better than San Diego. So that was the fifth of the major principles. But the whole thing began practically 5 years ago. And that's the kind of planning you need to get this kind of cast together.
Rodney Guilfrey. Mariana Pencheva. Sandra Rabanoski. And the title role, Sergei Lavin.
It's not the role to obtain immediate success and to bring down the opera house. There is no famous aria, very known aria. We cannot say that there is not aria at all. We have a very nice, lovely romance at the beginning, practically the opening of the opera. But the virtues of the role are in the incredibly rich musical and psychological portrait of this very complex and very interesting character. Sure, Otello is one of the most complex opera characters you find in the literature. Beside maybe Herman and the Queen of Spades, it's sometimes, you know, I think what is more difficult, and still I'm thinking that maybe Herman is more, even more interesting, because you find more different layers in Herman's character. You know, tell it's a little bit. Not easy, but with Otello we can maybe find less these layers of psychology in the character. Don Carlo is very young, is ardent, is passionate, and again is very unhappy.
Poza, or Rodrigo as he's also known, is one of the most attractive characters in all of Verdi's operas, I think, certainly of the baritone roles. He is the guy that you'd love to have as your best friend. He is very strong. He is passionate. He is one of those guys who's solid, level-headed. He's a warrior. And so he has tremendous inner strength, but at the same time, he's very sensitive, he's a wonderful listener, he's really concerned about everyone else, he always changes the subject to somebody else. You know how someone in polite conversation does that? Well, he's just like that by nature, or maybe he had good upbringing. But he's very passionate, he's very dedicated to the king and to Spain, but perhaps even more dedicated to the freedom of the Flemish people and the country of Flanders, which was under the rule of the Spanish monarchy, as much of the world was at the time. And he's willing to give his life for that cause. He talks to the king about the terrible situation in Flanders to try to elicit some sympathy, and describes it in very rich detail, the women crying in the streets and the river seeming to run with blood, and every army man is a henchman, and these kinds of things, and fails to sway the king's opinion, but he gives it his best shot. That's a great scene. Also, the scene with the final scene, his death scene, is a wonderful scene with Carlo. To see a man who knows he's going to die, has decided to sacrifice himself for the cause of Flanders. And in the middle of the scene, he is shot in the back. And as he's dying, instead of going, "Oh, poor me," he continues to try to encourage Carlo to be strong and take up the cause, and his last words are, "I can die happily knowing that I'm dying for you." That's wonderful. He's a much better man than I am, that's for sure.
Oh, il cuor dell'uom conoscerai qual Filippo il conosce.
Philip II is an historical character, and of course Verdi has put some romance in it, because we don't know any historical, any aspect of his, let's say, human life. He was just a very strict monarch, extremely religious, bigot if you want, and Verdi fortunately add to this character in this opera the third act, where he started with a king room, and where for the first time we have the chance to see the solitude of the most powerful man in the world at that time. And this is a sensational aspect that allows a performer to paint the character in, you know, using also this human aspect of this man.
No, quel cor chiuso è a me.
Although I like very much the duet with Porza, also that the duet with Porza is a sensational piece of music and theater, because it is, you have everything there. You have the theme of friendship, a father who is in pain because the son is giving him troubles. He realizes that the girl he married is not in love with him, and that there is a lot of politics involved in this duet. And to be able to work with all these aspects is a sensational blessing, let's say, for a performer. But the third act, starting with that sensational aria, and then going into the Inquisitore duet, and then the little duet with Elisabetta going into the quartet. I mean, it's a volcano of emotions. It's a great privilege to be able to do and to perform this role.
I don't know, I find her a bit cool. I like a little more passionate characters. Maybe it's my personality, I don't know. But it's hard for me just to stand there and be regal, because I want to. Okay, can't do that. So I'm learning from that too. For me, it's a real test to do less instead of do more.
Thank you.
Everybody knows the story of Don Carlo. He's now my stepson, which is just sick in so many ways and perverse. But he comes to me and wants to ask a favor, and he can't control himself. He can't contain himself. He's young, and I have learned to contain myself, I think. And he just blurts out that he loves me. And I say to him, you know, hold on. And I'm always the one that's pulling the reins and saying, no, stop, calm down. And then finally I lose it at the end. And I say, okay, fine, if you want to marry me, then go kill your father, and I'll meet you at the altar. Which, she's such a noble woman to say that. I think she had enough, and she knew herself that if she said no one more time, she might say yes the next time. So she says something completely off the wall, like, okay. But I think that it changes his thinking after that. He realizes that, wait, she is my mother now. And he goes from there to his duet with Poza, to all of his thinking. And I think he's a changed man after that. Planted in his brain, just a little thing. But the last duet is really where you see the big change. It's more, once again, more a change for Don Carlo than for Elisabetta. Because I think the way you see her in the four-act version is pretty much how she stays.
Eboli used to be a king's mistress, and after that she was in love with Don Carlo, but the biggest problem for her is that he doesn't love her because he loves Elizabeth, and Princess Eboli, it's me, I will make a little bit difficult Elizabeth's life, because I'm really in love with Don Carlo, and I'm very angry with her because she's French, she's so beautiful, she's really the king's wife, and Don Carlo is in love with her, not with me. The trio is the first moment when Princess Eboli discovered that Don Carlo is not in love with her, and he doesn't like her like a woman. And she really realized that he loves the queen. This is the moment when Princess Eboli makes us see the different part of her character, and this is she became very angry and changed everything in 1 second, and she realized that Don Carlo loves the queen. The trio is very difficult also vocally because it's very dramatic, very powerful, and there are so many colors, different colors, and I hope we will sing it perfectly. Oh,
without a certain kind of Verdian voices, is impossible to do Don Carlo. We are lucky. We have. All of them are great Verdi singers. And I hope I will not be the one who will destroy it. I've done it several times, and I'm happy to do the four-act version because I consider it more intense than the French version. A conductor is involved in an opera is not just in controlling, in organizing, in teaching what should be done, but really the moment of the performance is to become, to feel what the king feels, to become Elisabetta and feel what Elisabetta feels in this moment, or the deputies. And for this reason, I am happy, and I feel that I'm really an opera conductor, because it's what I like when I'm there. Of course, you must control technically, not lose your control to be cool while you are doing, but you cannot not be involved in this concertato. It is great music, great piece.
Lo sommo imperatore non è più che mutate, e il celeste suo fattore l'alma altera or trema già.
My job to do whatever, to make whatever the conductor and director want work. I cannot think of a time when I've told the conductor or the director we can't do that. No matter what, if they tell you we want to do this, it's my job to make it happen and to at least get it to the best quality as possible. So they, we have a rehearsal with the conductor alone, with a musical maestro, and the conductor comes in only with himself and the chorus, and works out through the whole show with them, making it very clear what he wants. I give them all these notes in writing, and we go over them every time we have a chance after that to really work in any of the changes that he may have made. Likewise for the director. You know, the director actually, particularly Lotfi, who is a fabulous stage director who has a great history in opera, he has a very specific sounds as well that he wants, and different dramatic sounds that he wants. And so it's a collaboration between all of us, but ultimately it's just my job to do what they want. In this opera, there you do have the priests who are the inquisitors, as you were, and you have the deputies who are here to get help for their country. But really, the chorus isn't directly involved with, you know, if somebody doesn't do something, their lives aren't going to be over. that's kind of left to the supers in this production. So even in this show, the chorus's job is to tell you what's going on and to set the emotion of it and to sing great music. Whereas in Pearl Fishers, they were much more of a dramatic drive to the show, and definitely in turn, not where they were the ones telling Khalaf, go away, you don't want to do this, you know, kill these people, you know, and they were very bloodthirsty in that show. But this show is more about singing beautifully.